We'll have a better chance for showers and more widespread thunderstorms on Thursday, especially late day. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
69 and holding in our nation's capital at 259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, May 8th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up on WTOP this Wednesday, it was a salacious day in court Tuesday for former President Trump as a former porn star. Stormy Daniels testifies on the witness stand. The latest in seconds from CBS News. Salvage teams have recovered the body of the sixth victim killed in the Key Bridge collapse.
Why a hearing is being held on Capitol Hill about the George Washington University encampment. I'm Cheyenne Curran.
Using solar power to lower electric bills. I'm Scott Gelman.
Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's another indication of how strongly the U.S. and Israel disagree about Israeli plans to invade a town in southern Gaza. We've learned the U.S. is withholding a shipment of large bombs to the Israeli army. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has details.
The White House and the Pentagon are beginning to share with reporters that, indeed, the United States has been holding up the shipment of dozens of major pieces of ammunition to Israel out of concern that they might end up being used as part of military operations in Rafah.
And this late word, the Israeli military says it has now reopened the crossing into Gaza that's been an important entry point for humanitarian aid. The IDF closed the crossing Sunday after a deadly Hamas rocket attack that killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. An Israeli tank brigade seized the nearby Rafah crossing early yesterday, and that crossing remains closed. A federal judge has indefinitely postponed the trial in the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
Not a big surprise, but a pretty definitive ruling from Judge Eileen Cannon, who, it's worth underscoring, was appointed to the bench by Donald Trump.
Tornadoes were spotted after dark last night in southwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwestern Ohio. The Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson says more may be on the way.
Greatest risk for parts of Indiana, Ohio, down into Kentucky. That's where Torcon values are as high as a 5. So in addition to tornadoes, we watch for the gusty, damaging winds. We watch for hail and very, very heavy rain. That will continue into the morning.
Researchers have found that as many as 1 in 5 cases of Alzheimer's can be blamed on faulty genes. CBS's Vicky Barker has details.
A gene variant called APOE4 has already been linked to Alzheimer's. This new study has found that people who've inherited 2 copies, one from each parent, are almost certain to develop the condition and to have symptoms up to 10 years earlier than other Alzheimer's patients.
A new study says toxic chemicals from treated new car seats may be getting into our bodies. CBS's Anna Werner has more on the findings.
Researchers can't say precisely what the health effects might be from breathing in those flame retardants, but they note that a 2023 U.S. National Toxicology Report found evidence of carcinogenic activity in rats and mice for the most frequently found chemical. They and others are calling for the federal flammability standard to be reevaluated, similar to how the standard for upholstered furniture was revised in 2021 to eliminate flame retardants.
The researchers say you should roll down your windows to let some of that toxic air out. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Wednesday morning, midweek, May 8th, 2024. Welcome in. It'll be mostly sunny, a hot one today, 85 to 90 for the high. We're down a degree to 68, you're waking up to in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your 3 a.m. hour ride this Wednesday midweek. Salvage teams at the collapsed bridge in Baltimore locally have located the sixth victim killed in that tragedy. Divers have formally recovered the body of the construction worker identified this morning as 37-year-old Jose Lopez of Baltimore. A team of state police and FBI victim specialist mental health professionals notifying family members this week about their loved one. Meantime, work continues removing bridge debris with the goal of reopening the deepwater channel to the port of Baltimore's to the port of Baltimore later this month. In a statement this week, Maryland's Governor Wes Moore thanked the Unified Command for their good work and said the state of Maryland will forever remember the lives of those six Marylanders who died in the bridge collapse. Now an update, meantime, on the cleanup efforts there to remove the remnants of the Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Officials with the Unified Command on this issue say demolition crews are prepared to use explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the fallen bridge. The crew of the Dolly will remain on board the grounded container ship while crews conduct the controlled demolition next week. Once the massive ship is freed from the wreckage, we are told that it will be refloated and removed then from the Patapsco, allowing maritime traffic to hopefully begin returning to normal. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP, where the time now, Wednesday morning, is 3:04. D.C. police have continued to defend their decision to not clear the GW, George Washington University encampment, if it remains peaceful. But D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith will testify on the Hill today at a House committee hearing regarding their decision to not intervene despite GWU's request.
Pro-Palestinian protesters such as Rafi El-Habashi plan to attend the House committee hearing today regarding the encampment at George Washington University.
These politicians do not have anyone's safety in mind. There are ulterior motives at play.
This comes after members of the Oversight Committee visited the campus and called for Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith to testify about what's being done to address the protest.
They have done nothing but slander us. They have not mentioned why we're here. It's all a game of political theater.
Chairman James Comer referred to the encampment as radical, anti-Semitic, and unlawful. But students say their protest has remained peaceful. Cheyenne Curran, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05 Wednesday morning. Some D.C. residents saving hundreds is part of a city program that offers solar power to low and moderate income homeowners. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us Wednesday morning even more people are in line to get this benefit.
The EPA grant will help D.C. expand solar energy to thousands more low and moderate income city homes.
Paying those kind of fixed costs month after month can be a challenge. We just try to make that easier.
That's Thomas Bartholomew with the city. As part of the program, residents like Sarisa Lane Turner are getting access to solar panels for free.
What made me interested is the savings.
She explains the savings are adding up to about $500 every year.
This is wonderful, and it's even better for our seniors who are on a fixed income.
DC, meanwhile, says the Solar for All campaign has helped almost 10,000 homes secure a combined $5 million in annual utility bill savings. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:06. WTOP is celebrating this month with stories about how Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders shape the DMV locally. WTOP's Mike Murillo this morning takes a look at a city that's seen major growth in its Asian American community.
The town is Rockville, and along 355, you can't help but see the many businesses that cater to the Asian American community.
You can pretty much find anything you want on 355.
John Lin is a member of the town's Asian Pacific American Task Force and watched the town grow since moving from Taiwan. He says one Asian grocer, Mexican Market, began it all in the 80s. And as other businesses moved in, residents followed.
Businesses like restaurants and salons and doctors is all moving near that. And all the new immigrants will come in.
Also important, the many employment opportunities and for families.
The Rockville area has the best schools in the nation, and that's why attracting all the people to come.
Today, Asian Americans are the largest racial minority group in the county. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:07. Two people reported dead, three others hurt in a single car crash on the outer loop of the Beltway locally just before I-95 in Maryland. It happened around 12:40 yesterday, Tuesday afternoon. One of the injured is in very critical condition this morning, we're told. The driver of the Ford involved in this crash was 74-year-old Dorothy Skinner of Beltsville. She was killed. One of the passengers was 14-year-old Lauren Jones of Hyattsville, who also has died. Investigators do not yet know this morning why the car left the Beltway and crashed into the wooded area. An investigation is underway. Good Wednesday morning, May 8th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now is 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early Wednesday morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Not seeing any major delay anywhere in the DMV, but there's still continuing work zones, including southbound 95. South of Dale Boulevard heading right around to Dumfries Road. You got one left lane is blocked, but traffic getting by in the right lanes without difficulty. Very light volume of traffic. There's also road work on 95 southbound just north of Warrington Road. This is new road construction with the left lane blocked on the northbound side of 95 and north of 606 down in Thornburg for the bridge maintenance work, but two left lanes blocked. Also also other work zones on northbound 95 as you make the way up to Quantico. However, there are no major delays. Indeed, both sides of 95 looking okay with no congestion. Inside the Beltway on 66 westbound between the Roosevelt Bridge to the Roslyn Tunnel, you've got the right lane closed because of roadside maintenance. And then eastbound 66 just after Spout Run Parkway, it's two right lanes that are blocked. On 395 southbound, maintenance work approaching the Little River Turnpike, you got a lane blocked, but that's not causing any delay. In Maryland, things are looking good on 95 and 295 between the two beltways. Route 50 is clear, leaving Washington out to the Bay Bridge. No road work tonight at the Bay Bridge, so all lanes are open, 2 east and 3 west, with no delays. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Well, on your Wednesday morning here, there's a chance for a stray shower passing through prior to 9 a.m. Otherwise, the possibility of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during your afternoon. The bigger story is today is looking like it could be the second hottest day out of the year so far. I'm forecasting 90 for a high temperature for D.C. Metro. This morning, you're in the lower to upper 60s. And yes, today is going to be also a humid day. 85 to 90 degrees, the range of temperatures for this afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are looking at having dropped a couple of degrees to 67 degrees. You're waking up to now this very early 3 a.m. hour here at WTOP with us. Brought to you this morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 3:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Brought to you this morning by PenFed. Great rates for everyone. Jeff Claybaugh with us this hour.
Disney Plus and Hulu had their first profits ever last quarter. ESPN Plus continued to lose subscribers. EV maker Lucid Motors reports a wider quarterly loss and delivered fewer than 2,000 vehicles last quarter. Sterling, Virginia-based D-Drone, whose technology screens for drone threats, is being acquired by Axon. That's the company that makes the taser. The Dow gained 32 points Tuesday. The Nasdaq lost 17. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
This 3 a.m. hour check of Asian stocks this morning, mainly lower. The Shanghai is down 19. The Hang Seng is down 142. The Nikkei is off 633 points. The Kospi, the exception, up almost 11 this morning. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. The time now is 3:12. Coming up on WTOP this early morning, the latest on adult film star Stormy Daniels taking the stand Tuesday at Donald Trump's New York criminal hush money trial. We're in depth. It's 3:12. Good morning.
One thing about working for or in the government, you always know when something goes wrong, yet so many things go right day in and day out, thanks to the federal workforce. Federal News Network's Tom Temin here to share the 2024 edition of our May We Say Thank You campaign. In support of Public Service Recognition Week and Military Appreciation Month, you can send a thank you e-card to a fellow Fed or a service member. Maybe it's a customer. Just visit federalnewsnetwork.com and click on May We Say Thank You, sponsored by NARF.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Here's a great tip for spring. Go with a sure thing. PJ Fitzpatrick has been your trusted roofer for over 40 years. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews and back all new roofs with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. The PJ Fitzpatrick team of experienced professionals installs most roofs in just one day. Set up a free design consultation this month to save thousands. Plus, they've extended the 12-month financing deal. Nothing down, no interest, and no payments for qualified buyers. Visit TrustPJ.com today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Glad you're with us this early Wednesday morning in the 3 a.m. hour, May 8th, 2024. If you're just joining us, you can look forward to be mostly sunny today. You might see a spotty shower as you head out this morning. It's going to be a hot one. Veronica says 85 to 90 for the high. We are at 67 degrees at our nation's capital right now. Good morning. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. 3:14 on WTOP. Glad you're with us this morning.
This is WTOP News.
Former porn star Stormy Daniels testified Tuesday at Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006 that resulted in her then being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election a decade later. Daniels' testimony included a detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Mr. Trump has denied. Daniels' testimony is seen as central to the case because in the final weeks of Mr. Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. Mr. Trump is charged in the case with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payments. Former president has pleaded not guilty to all. This morning, Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, with the latest for us.
I think my biggest takeaway is just how graphic this testimony got. Now, don't get me wrong. Now we're in the third week of testimony. Plenty of the witnesses that we've seen come before Stormy Daniels have given their fair share of salacious testimony in this trial. But I don't think any of that compares to what we were seeing today when Stormy Daniels essentially was walking through her story that she's laid out in public many times, where she alleges that she had a sexual encounter with Donald Trump back in 2006, which I should note that he denies. So really going through it in quite some detail, even I think some more detail than the judge was expecting, because I think he ended the day a little bit exasperated and even a little bit frustrated with how much of the details spilled out to the jury.
I wanted to ask you about that, Zach, because it's not a venue where children are present or people can't hear these very adult things. Why was it that the judge and, of course, the defense were so concerned with, hey, let's not go too far in this explicit testimony?
Well, before this trial, Donald Trump's lawyers were attempting to ensure that Stormy Daniels never testified at all. Now, obviously, those efforts failed. That's what led her to be able to get on the stand today. But the judge has long said that, you know, he will not allow her testimony to get into some of, you know, the really specific graphic details about her story. And the reason for that being is the judge here has had to weigh any probative value that this testimony can give and weigh that against, on the other side of the balancing scale, is any prejudice that it might have against Donald Trump unfairly to him. Because at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, this hush money and this story is connected to the case. But at the end of the day, this is a paperwork case, a falsifying business records case. So this is a question of, you know, how much could Stormy Daniels get away from the actual charges in this case.
From the transcripts that you're reading and all of the reports, how did Stormy Daniels hold up, if that's the right expression, when she was cross-examined? And by the way, the defense is not done. They'll ask more questions Thursday.
Well, my colleagues who were in the courtroom today that say that Stormy Daniels really started out speaking quite quickly, multiple times was being asked to slow down by both prosecutors, the judge, and the court reporter. So I think there might have been some nerves. You know, keep in mind, this is a story that Stormy Daniels has said in public many times. But as far as we can tell, she and Donald Trump have not been in the same room together for many years. So I think there were perhaps some nerves as she got on the stand, was testifying in front of the former president with him in the room. But then, you know, as we saw, she was not only speaking quickly, but also not afraid to get into all these different graphic details, even when it was just a basic questions from prosecutors. So I think the judge was frustrated with not only some of the questions that were coming from prosecutors, but also just frustrated with the witness and just how much of an answer she was given.
That's Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following for you this morning. In the meantime, word comes that former President Trump's classified documents trial has apparently been delayed indefinitely. And the other big story of the morning this Wednesday, divers have recovered the sixth and final body of a construction worker in the Baltimore Bridge collapse. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
Good Wednesday morning, May 8th, midweek. Glad you're with us. Coming right up after traffic and weather this half hour.
Firefighters from across the world are meeting in D.C. trying to figure out ways to keep you safer. I'm Luke Lukert.
Good morning. Welcome in.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
At 318. On WTOP, we bring you traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks 24-7, traffic's first. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. 66 corridor looking just fine outside the Beltway with no major delays. Only one work zone. This is westbound after US 15 and Haymarket. This is bridge work heading into Broad Run. You're going to find the right lane blocked. Traffic getting by in the open lanes without difficulty. Eastbound 66 clear coming in from Front Royal all the way to the Beltway. Then eastbound 66 inside the Beltway after Spout Run Parkway. You find a couple of lanes blocked because of roadside maintenance. There's also work going on westbound 66. Between the Roosevelt Bridge heading over to the Roslyn Tunnel, right lane is closed, but not seeing any delay either side of 66, even with those work zones. The Beltway looking just fine with only one work zone reported on the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. A couple of lanes scheduled to be closed, but not seeing any delay between Virginia and Maryland, either side of 66 or either side of the Beltway at the Legion Bridge. The Wilson Bridge looking just fine between Maryland and Virginia. All lanes are clear. No worries anywhere on the Beltway in Prince George's County or in Montgomery County in Maryland. There is some road work going on, however, in Anne Arundel County, but not at the Bay Bridge, where all lanes are open to east and 3 west. No delays, but northbound 97, there's emergency road work north of Quarterfield Road over in the far right lane. Aviation Boulevard, which is at the northern end of BWI Thurgood Marshall International, you've got lane closures at Terminal Road. Also watch out for lane closures for the construction operations at Andover Road. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up this half hour.
From a Five Guys to fine dining, a local chef adds another accolade in Largo. I'm John Doman.
All right, today could be the second hottest day out of the year so far, forecasting 90 degrees for D.C. Metro, mid to upper 80s for surrounding neighborhoods. And then all eyes on tomorrow will be tracking rain and some strong to severe storms potentially. Now this morning, your range of temperature 63 to 68 degrees, a chance for a stray shower around the area. And then this afternoon, 85 to 90 degrees with the possibility of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, we've got a lot more sunshine coming our way for your Wednesday. Thursday, clouds fill back in. Again, the potential for some widespread strong to severe storms looking like mainly late afternoon through the evening and early night. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
67 this morning, College Park and Fairfax, 69 on the National Mall, down a degree to 66 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around in the 3 a.m. hour. On WTOP this early morning by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted. Same-day service, 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Good morning, 321 on WTOP.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. I had a customer call me recently and ask if I could recommend someone that could do a small repair in her bathroom. A little surprised at the question, I said, Mrs. Shepherd, we've done two other bathrooms for you. Why wouldn't you have us do the repair? She said, oh my, I didn't think you'd be interested in such a small job. So it got me thinking, I wonder how many other folks out there wonder the same thing. Well, I'm here to tell you that at Metropolitan Bath and Tile, we love small jobs. If it's in a bathroom, we're happy to do it. Everything from recaulking to a whole new bathroom. It doesn't have to be a big job to make us happy. Small jobs are large. Serving our customers with honesty and integrity, that's what makes us happy. So call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. That's metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
Welcome in this early Wednesday morning, May 8th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. We are looking at a mostly sunny, hot day today. 66 you're waking up to right now as you prep for your day. 90 the high today, says Veronica. Time now on WTOP's 322. Good morning.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Firefighters from South Korea and Ecuador and 53 other countries, in fact, gathering to better discuss how to keep you safe and tackle new challenges facing them today.
Here at the first ever World Fire Congress in downtown D.C., they're specifically addressing how climate change is affecting what they're seeing. Fairfax County Fire Chief and head of the International Fire Chief Association, John Butler.
And then just recently, in the last month or two, we had wildfires in the western part of Virginia. So it's a local and international issue.
U.S. Fire Administrator Lori Moore Merrill says they're also focusing on how to keep firefighters healthy.
The number one occupational cause of death in firefighters is cancer.
Those health risks come from new technologies used to build homes. They're also learning to deal with technology like lithium-ion batteries and EVs to keep you safe.
It brings its own oxygen. It brings its own fuel. It brings its own heat source. Now, how do we suppress that?
At the Hyatt Regency, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
He turned an old Five Guys into a fine dining restaurant locally in Hyattsville. And now, this local chef, who is seen on cooking shows all over television, is being honored locally by Maryland's restaurant industry.
He's the Restaurant Association of Maryland's Chef of the Year, the first ever chef from Prince George's County to get that award. And for that, he got this proclamation from the Prince George's County Council.
The Prince George's County Council is proud to celebrate Chef Tobias Dorson.
You know, so many people that do amazing things that's from the county that don't want to come back to the county because they feel like they don't get the help.
Dorson used his speech to push the county to do more to help other small businesses get off the ground.
We have so many amazing chefs in our county and so many amazing opportunities to do things. It's just making sure that we can get help from our county to make sure that we can do what we're supposed to do.
In Largo, John Dome in WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek. Welcome in this May 8th. Glad you're with us this early hour. Time now on WTOP 325.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
To the sports desk, and an update from Rob Woodfork this early morning.
The Nationals blanked the Orioles 3-0 in the Beltway Series opener at Nats Park, a fitting score since it's the first time in 3 years Washington is above 500. That last fact is news to Dave Martinez.
We did. I didn't even know. Hey, I go one game at a time, buddy. You know, so I don't look at the record. I just worry about going 1-0. I really do. So it's nice, though.
The undefeated Trevor Williams did know about it. What was the key to your 5 scoreless inning gem, Trevor?
The game plan going in was just to attack these guys. They're a tremendous lineup. The home run threat is there. The power threat is there. And if you start pitching around these guys, they're going to make you pay for it.
Trey Lipscomb hit the last of 3 Nats RBI singles, telling Masson.
Just stay to your approach. And at the end of the day, you're going to get the results are going to come. But it was a great team win. We went out there and we just fought. We feel good about the brand of baseball we're playing right now.
And they'll try to keep it going in the series finale at 6:45 as Mitchell Parker tries to snap Baltimore's streak of 102 straight.